What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Take a Chance Records in Farmington Hills, Michigan. I'm Will, a.k.a. Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
It's episode 70.
Episode number 70. That's been a while. This one's been in the works for a minute. We had to push back multiple times, but we finally made it happen.
We found the right day.
Today, we have 369 Ari. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I do want to warn you, just talk a little bit closer to the mic. Okay. I'd turn it a little bit. we got 369 Ari today. First off, I kind of just want to jump into, like, how did you find Take a Chance Records?
So, I'm friends with Who Ate Cuzzo.
Who Ate Cusco?
Cusco. What up, Cusco? I call him TJ, so.
Yeah, same.
So I seen that he was recording here, and I was looking for a new studio at the time.
Yeah, I'm good dude. Good dude.
Yeah, Cusco's one of the homies.
Be cool, yeah.
I kind of just want to touch on, like, your upbringing, you know, where are you from for the people that are watching that may not know who you are. Give them a little breakdown of what was going on in your life before music came into the play.
Before music, well, I'm from the west side of Detroit.
Yeah.
Before music, I was dancing. I was, like, involved with school, softball, stuff like that. But I think music really came into play from dancing. And then from then, I just started writing and took it more serious after that.
So she's got the whole thing.
Yeah.
Can entertain while singing. While rapping.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, she is a rapper, very talented. So when does music come into the picture for you? Obviously you said with dance, but like, did you just have a passion for writing something and then you're like, well, let me try to go record this? Or like, how did that come about, like you getting into the studio for the first time ever?
Right. So me getting in the studio is actually like a crazy story a little bit. So.
Let's hear it. That's what we're here for.
I started at 19. That's cool. I used to go to Albion College.
Where?
I'm sorry,
Albion?
I'm a little nervous. Yeah. Albion.
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. Yeah. We're just sitting here chopping it up.
It's like an hour away. I had this friend. He had like a gaming setup. And we went up there one time, and he let me record on it. It sounded terrible. There was no way for me to get the file. It was on, like, Google Files or some shit. Like, that. It's so hard to get. But, I recorded my first song up there, and I was like, all right, yeah. They was fucking with it. Let me take it a little bit more serious. So I came home, and then for my birthday, all I wanted to do was go to the studio. So I've been in the stool, like, in and out since.
Damn.
What artist would you say, like, really wanted you to start, or, like, motivated you to start rapping?
I really don't think it's the artist that motivated me.
Really?
Honestly.
You didn't have like any like sounds that you're like, you know what, like she's hard or
like
he's hard, like
a specific person?
Yeah. No,
I mean,
nothing?
I fuck with a lot of people, like No.
Hey.
Nah.
No, that's
for real.
Fair,
like,
cool, yeah.
It was kind of one of those things I just like fell into. Like I think of a lot of shit. I think a lot.
Yeah.
So like, cool, if I get a line, all right, I'm gonna go with it. Some of my songs, I be feeling like, sound like other artists that I like, but I wouldn't really say that they inspired it or anything.
Right.
I get you.
But yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm curious about, like, because you write all your stuff, right?
For sure.
Yeah, like, you don't punch in anything?
Nah, but I want to try.
You want to try punching in?
Hell yeah.
It's fun.
It's a different game, bro.
Yeah, it is a whole different ball game.
Yeah.
Anything could come out.
So,
sure.
Like, what motivated you to start writing something, though? Like, you know, growing up, did you have a thing for writing poems or anything? Like, how did it translate to music? Or,
I like
you know
poems.
What I mean?
I remember when I learned about what a haiku poem was. Like, I was already
haiku poems are so
that's my
hard.
Shit.
I had a rap bar.
Is it 757 or 575?
It's 575 is the actual way.
That's
you
like
do
the
it,
main one.
But what I said was 757. I can't even remember something haiku. Like I can't remember 757.
Oh, you're talking about the song with a Chance.
Yeah, I did. I said that, and then like after I had said it, I was like, "Damn, that kind of sounds cool." And then I realized right after, like, "Oh, it's 575." But like, I mean, like, it works, I guess.
Yeah,
haikus were lit.
But yeah, I'm curious, like when when writing came into the picture for you, really.
Probably like mid high school, probably like 16.
Okay.
Say that, like, I would write, I would like record it in my notes. Wouldn't really do nothing with it, but I was writing all the time.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think that's one thing that I don't think like we've ever talked about. Every single person that we have had on here at so like if they do music, they like started in high school.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
That like. Not to say like you recorded for the first time when you were 19. I get that, but like writing, putting stuff down, like expressing their thoughts, like it's just crazy.
Well,
like,
that's the first time you start really like putting rhymes together and stuff because you like kind of have to for some like English classes
that's
and
true.
Shit. You know what I mean?
That's
so
true.
Like you're sitting there writing stuff and then you're like, I wonder what this would sound like if it was
on this
lyrics
beat.
Or on a beat or whatever.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I want to ask about your work process, because, like, this is the first time we're actually getting to sit down and, like, talk and meet, right? Like, we met each other that one day when you were recording. I think we were out here filming or something, and you had a session. Now, I could hear it through, like, the walls while we were sitting here filming.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you made, like, 5 songs in, like, what was it, like, 2 hours or something? Yeah. And all of them hard.
That's when we were like, we're getting her on the pod.
Yeah, yeah. I literally told, like, everyone I know. Like, I was... Because I had one of the songs that I made Chance send me one of them just because I had to listen to it on the way home. And I ended up showing a few of, like, my buddies, and they're like, dude, who is this? This is hard. I'm like, I'm telling you, she's got it. But no, I meant to lead into what's your work process like, you know, when you are in the studio? Like, what's your, how do I word this? What's the way I'm trying to word this?
Like, what's your, like, her ideal work?
Yeah, like, ideal, like studio session,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, vibe. Like,
what's your ideal vibe when you're in the studio? Like, do you not like to record in front of people? Do you like to record in front of people? Like, do you like to have your friends in there? You know what I mean?
I'd be,
like,
nervous. I'm not going to lie. Like, really? I'd be shitting myself a little bit.
Really?
Like, yeah, bro. Like,
is it just at new studios, or is it every time you record?
I think it's every time.
Wow.
It's every time because, like, I write so much that I don't go that often.
Oh, I get
so
you.
So I could write in bulk, go to the studio, lay what I need to, drop, and then, like, it may be a couple months before I'm back, and it's like, damn, it's the same feeling every time, like, the first time, so... no, I don't like a lot of people in my session. I like closed off, but it was a couple people in there. I think Big Frank was in there.
Hey! Cool, like. You fuck with Frankie?
Yeah,
Frank's
cool.
Hilarious. Frankie cool as Frank's fuck. A funny same character.
Shout out Frank. We gotta get him back on
we
here.
We do gotta get him
there's
back
been
on
a
here.
Lot in Big Frank's life. That
yeah, since then.
Yeah, since his episode.
If you are recording in bulk like that, I'm curious, how many songs do you have in the vault?
I have so many fucking songs.
That leads me into my next question, because, like, you don't have many songs out, and you've been recording, you said, for the last 5-6 years, but you just started putting out music in 2024.
Right.
So what got you, like, I want to start dropping?
With that, too? Mm-hmm. 2024, are those songs, like, that you have put out, like, recently recorded, or are they stuff you've had for years?
Ooh, that's a good question.
You know what
that's
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them are recent, some of them are older.
Oh, okay.
I think my whole thing with my career is just I just want it to be right. Like, I don't want nobody to take me as a joke. I don't want to put out no shit just to put it out. Like, I
talk your shit.
You want the substance behind
it.
Like, you want,
like,
it to mean something, right?
Exactly. Like, I put too much thought into it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So since you said you get, you know, kind of nervous here and there, like, was those from 2019 to 2023, like, were you nervous to put stuff out? And then, like, just finally you were like, you know what, screw it, I'm putting it out, or, like...
I recorded, like, say Hood Niggas. I got, like, 4 or 5 songs out. I recorded Hood Niggas, and I think I recorded, I think, later. But I recorded that song probably in, like, 2020.
Wow.
But I didn't put it out until last year.
Yeah.
And I put that shit out later, too, like, after my most recent stuff, just because I needed something to put out. Niggas was saying, it's like, okay, it's hard. Like, why you just got this shit sitting?
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, what was the question?
It was the, we were talking about, like, more recent or stuff from the past and stuff like that.
What got you to put stuff out?
Yeah,
you know?
like, made you decide to put that song out that was out
because
for
I need to stop
your...
playing with myself?
Hey, fuck your shit.
Well, like, the thing is, she does sound super confident on the mic.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell she's, like, really... emphasizing and, like, meaning everything she says. Mm-hmm. I'm so curious what your next
like
move
is.
Like, I just feel
works?
Like you need to be, like, more consistent, because you got,
you got
all
out.
5 songs that I heard that night. I was like, these are
hard.
Fire.
Yeah.
But there was one in specific that was it Butter?
Yeah. I don't know if you record that one too, because
you
want to
re-record that.
I'm listening to it too hard. Like, I feel like I want that song so bad that my cadence was too strong. Mm. Like, it got to be a bit more natural when I say it. So, I want to record that.
No, I get that. But, yeah, what is your schedule for, like, upcoming music for people that are watching that can check out? You got anything in the works?
Yeah, I mean, I already know. My next song I'm going to drop is called Quick Lick. I recorded that in that session, too.
Okay.
You
got a drop date for that?
I don't have a date yet, no.
Just be on the lookout.
Yeah, for real.
Please.
Yeah.
If you had to recommend... Actually, no, before I even get into that, I'm curious, because how did this come about with the Skillababy little intro thing that you did for I Think?
So I just hit him up. I got in contact with him. He gave me the number for his people, and we connected. He's cool as hell.
Can we expect something nice between you two?
Yeah.
Ooh. That'd be fire. That'd be fire. Because he makes, like, good music like that for the females. He makes good music for the females and with the females. So, like, I don't know. I can see that being, I can see that being some fire.
He's kind of popping off.
No, he is. Yeah. Like, no, he's, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's been going crazy for a while.
For real.
Yeah.
But if you could recommend, like, one song out of your catalog that's out right now for the people watching, what song would you suggest they go listen to?
To probably understand my story a bit better, I would recommend Shiner. But my personal favorite is Gremlin. I just think I was talking too crazy.
And for the people that don't know, like, what's the substance behind Shiner and all the other stuff? If there's any stories that, you know, motivated that song, or like what really went into that, if you want to.
Yeah, so I was really just talking about my upcoming, like my family dynamic and just growing up in the city. Like, niggas think it's so dangerous, but like, I feel comfortable. Like, nigga, I feel safe. Y'all not good. Like, I feel straight. Yeah, I just kind of shouted out, like, how I grew up. Like, my parents and my grandma raised me. I gave her shout out, gave her flowers for sure. It's a real sentimental song. So, yeah.
Do you ever get, like, a writer's block or, like, a creative block?
Yeah, I'm going through that shit right now.
Really?
Yes.
How do you overcome that?
I don't.
What do you mean?
I just get, like, I get inspired. So, like, if I hear something, like, oh, damn, I fuck with this song, and then it inspired me to go write. Or, like, then not, like, it get the flowing. But most of the time, I can't write. I just think I be trying to figure out everything else outside of music that it suppresses my thoughts a lot. But, I just let it come to me. I don't go looking for it. I don't like to force myself to write either.
What are your hobbies, like, outside of music?
I do hair.
Oh, really?
Okay. I like doing hair.
Seems to be a common theme for the female guests we have on. That is true. They're doing hair.
The couple that we've had, they've all, like, done, like, makeup or hair. Yeah.
They're doing something with hair, makeup, something. Like, yeah. All the girls that are on here that are recording and whatnot.
Yeah, I do hair and lashes. I paint. I like painting. I'm just real creative, for real. Anything in that field. I like books and shit like that. Like, I be chilling.
You've been into art for a while, like, as a kid and whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see some stuff. Maybe we could pop it up on the screen. If you got any pictures of stuff, I'll pop it up on the screen. Show it off.
See my pieces.
What would you say, like, your biggest weakness is as an artist, and, like, something you want to improve on? You know, like, something you want to improve on, and, like, just make better in the future.
Probably what we kind of talked about, like, dropping more.
Just being more consistent.
Just being more consistent, like, dropping more, being more in a studio. And I don't like to force myself to write, but maybe I need to, like, get more out of myself or, like, push myself, like, practice, right. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just working myself as an artist.
It's a very solid answer.
Yeah, or maybe, like, those days where you're really feeling like, oh, I can write today. Like, I'm thinking of a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. Maybe try a beat that you wouldn't normally use just to, like, expand your stuff. If you're already feeling it, if it's already coming, I might as well try something new.
Yeah, are there any genres that you do want to, like, tap into at some point? Like, because right now, I was going to say, I know you're making some rap stuff for sure, but, like, is there any other thing? You said R&B?
R&B, that's really it. I mean, I feel like I made a pop song before, but I would probably never put that shit out.
I want to hear it to determine if it's a pop song.
I'm probably the only two genres for real.
Just the R&B. I didn't know you could sing, too.
A little bit.
Is that another weakness that you want to work on or, like, you know, get better at?
Or can you actually sing and you're being modest?
I haven't heard her sing. All I've heard is her rap, right. And her rapping's hard, so I'm curious what the singing sounds like, too.
What was the question?
She's like, I'm all right.
I'm just asking, like, if, you know.
Would I pursue that more?
Would you rather sing more or rap more? Like, if you could only do one for the rest of your life, which one would you rather rap?
I'm rapping.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like talking shit.
Facts. That's my thing.
If you could make, like, a collab album with any artist in the music industry, who would it be and why?
I would go... Probably Babyface Ray.
Mm.
I just love all his shit.
That'd be tough.
I'm going to go Baby Smooth. I feel like a lot of Detroit artists.
Okay.
So, okay, if I'm not naming all Detroit artists, I'm going to probably go... damn, Cash Doll from Detroit, too.
Damn, you and Cash Doll would be hard.
I like Glow. City. I like Glow.
Glorilla?
Glow is...
I like her beats.
You talking about Glorilla?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Glow is tough.
No, she is. I fuck with She's Glow. Probably my favorite female rapper, like, mainstream out right now. What other female rappers are above her?
I don't mind. I like Flo Milli.
How you feel about Latto?
I like Latto.
I think Latto's cool.
I fuck with Doja Cat, even though she's weird. I think Doja Cat can really spit. Like, she can Nasty? Really rap. She's all right.
Okay.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't mind Doechii. She got some shit.
She's cool.
That song that's like gone viral and I hear on TikTok every fucking day, like, she killed that.
Yeah.
And then that she did that remix of the Somebody I Used to Know.
Yeah,
called Anxiety. Mm-hmm. It's been fucking everywhere. And that song's crazy.
I've been bumping it.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
I think I know the answer already because it should be a universal answer. Okay. But this was like a debate for a while. Nicki Minaj or Cardi B?
Nicki. Nicki by far.
100%.
Yeah. Like, Cardi can rap.
Were you a big Nicki fan growing up?
Kinda.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would go hard on, like, one song.
I think she's the hardest female rapper ever.
I mean, we had Kuz, when he was on last, we talked about, like, who would be that, like, fourth man of the big three, if it's Drake, Kendrick, and Cole. He said probably Future or Travis, and then, like, he said, or it's Nicki. Like,
Nicki's had a crazy run.
If you're going to make one of those, somebody, like, Nicki has to be in the conversation.
Would make it. She made a crazy run.
Thanks.
This is my personal favorite question to ask. 5 dinner guests, dead or alive. Doesn't have to be just artists.
These are crazy questions. Like, this shit making me think.
Doesn't have to be. You said you like to think. Yeah, you said you're overthinking. Doesn't have to be just artists. It can be anyone in your family. A
comedian.
Athlete, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go SZA. I love SZA. Shout out to her.
She's fucking amazing.
I love her so much. I just love her aura. Like, she seems like a really good person.
Yeah, she does seem like she has good energy. I've seen seen her do... Whose stream was she on? Was it Kai?
Kai's probably.
Yeah, no, I saw her on there.
What genre is SZA?
I'd say an R&B.
That would be my guess, right? But, like, I mean, I feel like she gets into her pop bag.
I feel like she can kind of go wherever she desires, you know? She's got that voice with that range.
That's why I was asking.
She's been rapping, too. Like,
that's true. Yeah. That's why I was asking, because I was going to ask you, if you were, because you've said, like, you wanted to kind of do R&B, too. Mm-hmm. Is that the type of style of R&B you would want to do?
Yeah.
Like, that type of shit? That's hard.
Yeah. She's probably my favorite female artist out right now.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest,
I said Glorilla is my favorite female or rapper out right now.
To
but
be honest,
just as an artist,
and this
is
not going to be popular, like, because a lot of people don't agree with this. But, like, I think SZA stole the halftime show. If we're being honest,
Did you get to watch that?
Half of it.
Half of the halftime show.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was cool.
Yes, I think
I liked it too.
I think SZA did her thing.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot, and I liked when he did his old shit. But, like, SZA, I was blown away. Good singers always do well at the halftime show, though.
They're going to Ford Field, right? For that tour? Kendrick and SZA are going on tour,
probably,
right?
Probably,
yeah. So we got her. Who else is sitting at your dinner table?
My grandma. I love my grandma. And then the other three would be... So the 369 in my name stand for March, June, and September. So I lost 3 really important people. Back in 2019, so all 3 of them for sure, which would be my nanny, my cousin Ray Ray, and then my uncle Ray.
Rest in peace to them. I'm sorry to hear that.
Damn, and SZA's just chilling with the fam.
Hell yeah.
What y'all eating?
Ooh.
That's a good
And who's cooking?
Yeah, that's a good too. It can be anybody you want as well.
My grandma gotta cook.
The one that's at the...
At the table?
At the table?
Oh, okay, you got a replacement. So you
got an extra seat at the table.
Can I cook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you cooking?
What are you cooking?
Okay, we gonna cook. Like some roast macaroni, yams and greens, cornbread too.
You might be the first person to be like, "Can I cook?" Like Ron might have. We had a chef on here that brought us like tacos.
Yeah, he brought us his food.
But he might have been the only one that might have been like, can I cook?
Yeah.
You know?
Do you like to cook? Is that another thing you like to do outside of music and work?
Yeah,
and,
I like to cook.
Yeah?
I like trying new stuff.
When did that start? I really just got into cooking. Well, I haven't cooked in a minute. Like, I used to be whooping up, man.
It's like, bro, I'll be honest. It's like music. And can I be honest with you? Like, everyone... it's not like I work at a restaurant, so it's not like I'm making something for somebody else. Mm. Music is like if I'm bumping my own song, like I might get clowned on the street. Like, oh, he's listening to his own music. Cooking is like the only thing where you get to enjoy your own art that
you made.
Unless
it's trash.
Unless you
cook some trash.
But when you make it and it does sound good or it does taste good, it's like even better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it does taste better when you make it.
Facts.
I've realized that.
If it's good, that shit hits. Try this. Yeah. Try that. You start getting shit out.
Yeah.
I'll be like, mom.
People are liking it. You're like, all right, yeah. I know what I'm doing.
Go downstairs to my sister, Maddie. Try this.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
Ooh. I like a good steak.
Bro, because it's easy.
Yeah.
That's what I would agree with that. Or
like
some,
I'm a big chicken and rice guy.
Yeah.
I like a good chicken and rice.
We got a little toaster oven, so I'll make little pizzas. Not like frozen, like actual, make it and then you put it in the oven. Like,
right.
I mean, like, I guess that's not really cooking, but
right.
I like getting the big things of like the uncooked shrimp.
Mm.
And like grilling with like spaghetti noodles and seasoning.
Me and my girlfriend used to make this bang bang chicken and shrimp. Are you familiar with bang bang sauce?
Good, yeah.
It does sound
oh
fire.
My god, I like making a good like taco salad too, like
yeah.
with some Dorito chips that mix in there and give
yeah.
it a little bit of little
crunch.
Some crunch. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Instead of just normal chips.
Yeah.
I want to ask you who are your personal top five artists, like your favorite artists of all time, not. Can be any genre.
Okay. Well, we said SZA, Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu. Those are my top three. I like. Well, right now I'm heavy on. I'm gonna do art.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 22.
22. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh wait, you said that in one of the songs that you recorded here. Actually, now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. To it, but those three. Mariah. I like Mariah the Scientist. Summer Walker. All the like singing girls that make you feel good. Ari Lennox.
I haven't heard that name in a minute.
Yeah, those are good answers.
Ari Lennox, I haven't heard that in a minute.
Yeah.
Got some fire. If you could only listen to one album for the rest of your life, an album with no skips, start to finish, what album is that?
Legends Never Die by Juice WRLD.
Ooh.
Great album.
Have we heard that?
I bet.
I don't think we have.
It's my favorite
Probably
album.
Probably not.
We might have heard Goodbye and Good Riddance, maybe, but Juice WRLD.
Oh,
how'd
man.
You feel about his most recent project, the ones his music after his death?
Post-death.
How do you feel that they're putting that out?
I liked one of his EPs. I liked majority of the songs. I think he dropped another one after that. I didn't really listen to it for real.
The Party Never Ends, is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
It was cool. I got a few songs off of it.
Like, I love Juice, but like, he's gone.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the same.
No, it's not.
A lot of people feel like that about any artist, too, though.
Yeah,
that's true.
Putting out music after they pass away.
I have no problem listening to Thriller by Michael Jackson because that came out in the 80s and
right.
then he died 30 years later.
Right.
I have no problem doing that. But, like, all this shit coming out, like, post-death, like, yeah, I'm all right. Like,
yeah.
I didn't check out a lot of Pop Smoke shit, even though his shit blew up. Like, that was probably his best performing album was post his death.
Hmm.
But yeah, it always seemed really weird to me.
I just don't like how if the money and the streams, the revenue and all that is going to the family, cool. I'm completely fine with that.
Yeah,
but if it's just labels just eating off it, I'm not a fan of that. It's just not I don't think it's cool.
It also depends on what they're talking about too. Like Rich Homie Quan, like when he passed away they dropped his album, but he was talking about using drugs and like not overdosing, staying here, but like, damn, that's how he passed, and y'all still put that shit out. That's crazy.
That shit always feels weird. But like,
that one hurt.
Someone made that same argument
hurt.
For Juice WRLD, but like, the way Juice WRLD would do it is like, he's like, I'm in this much pain, so I have to do this. Like, that's what he would. That was like the message he would make. So like, when post shit would come out, and he's still talking about that stuff. I wouldn't want Juice a different way.
Right.
He was talking to us, like our generation of like youth, what he was doing to try to get through his pain.
Mm-hmm.
He was there so we didn't have to do that type of shit.
Do you think, this is a heavy question, But do you think like his music kind of inspired people to start using or abusing substances? Because I remember I heard, I think it was Future that said Juice WRLD told him, was like, yeah. I started sipping lean because of you when I was like 12, 13 years old. Like, that's crazy.
I mean, yeah. But like, if you look out throughout history, there's always that, there's always been rock stars. There's always been people promoting, doing like bad, crazy shit. You know? So like, it's not something like, I mean, I feel like a lot of those people probably would have tried stuff anyways.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair point. Like, that was a heavy question.
I have friends that never listened to rap in their life and they became potheads. Like, right. You know, like it just happens with court. Maybe later than it would have, but.
Fair.
I don't mean. No, go ahead. No, there was no more. I was just going to say.
No, I mean, that last album I didn't think was. I think they could have went about it a little bit better. There was a lot of unreleased songs, like the leaks that he didn't put out.
He did a lot of those songs he didn't want out, you know?
I'm just saying, if you are going to put something out, I think there's other songs that you could put out that I'm sure that he would want out regardless. Like, if he was still here today, he would want those songs out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. If you had a gun to your head and you got to sing every lyric to a song in order to stay alive, what song would that be?
Can't be one of yours.
Probably Beetlejuice by Mariah the Scientist.
Mm.
I cry to that song a lot.
He is so...
Not a lot.
He is so pretty. I didn't realize...
Who's she dating?
Thug.
Yeah.
Is it Thug?
Yeah.
I knew she was dating someone...
Yeah, she with Thug.
I just couldn't think of it off the top of my head.
But yeah, I saw her like 2 years ago on Twitter and I had no idea who she was. And I was like,
same.
She's
no,
like so
I didn't know
pretty.
She was an artist. I saw her on Twitter too.
And then out of nowhere, I'm like, oh, she's with Thug now.
Well, no, I want to say the first song I ever heard by her, because I haven't been hip to her for too long, like her music catalog. I'm not going to say I've tapped into her catalog too much, but was on 21 Savage's album. Mm-hmm. There's an outro. I think it's called Dark Days. That song is so fire. I love that song, and ever since then, I became a fan of her, but I do need to tap into her catalog a little bit more.
The name drew me in.
Yeah.
Like, that's such a dope
It's like a Tyler, the Creator.
It's so
you know
good.
What I mean?
It's so good.
Yeah. In the next, like, 10 years, this is one of our final questions.
Mm-hmm.
In the next 10 years, do you have any other, like, ventures that you want to do outside of music or maybe inside of music? You know, these next 10 years, what do you see for yourself?
It's a lot I want to do. Inside of music, I want to get established for sure, just my name. Maybe signing to a label, that's kind of like the goal, but if I don't, that's fine too.
Yeah.
Outside of music, I was in cosmetology school. I want to finish that, get my own salon, and I'm currently taking classes to get my CCMA to become a medical assistant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
good
so
for you.
Thank you. I want to do that. Well, complete that, of course. I want my master's. I want my bachelor's. Like, I want a lot for myself in the next 10 years. I want a family. I want a house. I want to build a house. I want,
That's dope.
No, that's a good answer.
Good answer.
For sure.
I'm thinking about getting my master's soon, actually.
Yeah, you did say something about that.
I don't really want to, but I might have to. Man. But yeah, I do want to thank you for coming on.
Yeah,
this won't be the last time we're meeting. I got to talk to you about something off camera anyways. But yeah, thank you for coming on. This was a good episode.
Yeah,
thank you.
Of course.
All of her links will be in the description. Please go check out her music. Go follow her on social medias. All of it, like I said, link in the description. You got anything?
Nah, this was fun. Good 70.
You got any shout outs you want to give to anyone?
No, I'm good.
But yeah, with that being said, actually, we probably won't see them next Sunday.
No, it's going to be a while. Just be on the lookout.
Yeah, we'll keep you guys updated.
We'll have content. There'll still be content. You'll see from her this week, and then we'll get some other content. But we'll be back.
Right.
This ain't the end.
Well, with that being said, that'll wrap up episode number 70. Thank you for coming out once again. Yeah. Wishing you nothing but the best in your music career.
Of course.
We'll stay in touch for sure. And like I said, I got something to talk to you off camera. So with that being said, peace out.
Wee-woo.